officiating at celebrations to mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary today at the National Sports Stadium in Harare, President Mugabe said this achievement was despite the restrictive measures imposed by the West on him and his inner circle.
So, some improvements are taking place across the line. Let me also acknowledge that the African Development Bank has been of help, tremendous help to us, and is assisting us with various projects, especially that the sanctions that have been imposed on us by the United States are having their toll. Government is also working to buttress the competitive agenda through the Doing Business Reforms Program, which seeks to improve the doing business in Zimbabwe. Hence the current review of procedure manuals and some legislation which have been hindering a speedy registration of enterprises.
Although the president said the country's economic environment was improving, the situation on the ground is on the contrary, as evidenced by an unidentified woman who was arrested when Mr. Mugabe arrived at the stadium for demanding food and her share of the missing 15 billion diamond money. The unidentified woman was quickly whisked away into a police truck, and nothing more was heard about the fate of the unidentified protester. Rising unemployment, poverty, and the missing diamond proceeds were some of the reasons why thousands of MDCT supporters took to the streets last week in protest. Mr. Mugabe said his government is working hard to ensure that all Zimbabweans had access to food as the El Nino-induced drought wreaks havoc in the countryside. The president also urged those in government and other sectors of the economy to shun corruption.
One of the greatest tributes we can pay to Zimbabwe is to shun corruption, to shun regionalism, and avoid nepotism. We should always remember that we are one people, united by the bond of independence, the independence we are celebrating today. And because we are celebrating today our anniversary, let's take this as a people's day of happiness and joy all over the country.
Despite the country's poor economic performance, Mr. Mugabe said his administration had tried its best to deal with the power outages, water provision, and road construction, although much still needs to be done.
Government has found a financier and contractor for the Bide Bridge Harare-Chirundu Road, which will be constructed at an estimated cost of $2 billion. On the other hand, it is pleasing to note that Air Zimbabwe and the National Railways of Zimbabwe are now steadily on their way to resuscitation.
The president said his government has also managed to resuscitate several companies that were on the verge of collapsing and opened new entities.
A reorganization of the mining sector, which includes the consolidated state ownership of the diamond mines and the strategic management of gold mining and gold products, has started to show improved results, with the gold output now at 20.2 tons, but rising expectedly to 25.5 tons by the year end. With respect to the manufacturing sector, I am glad to inform you that there has been a very commendable resuscitation of companies that had closed or were on the brink of closure. In addition, there has been the formation of completely new companies within the economy during the past few years. The resuscitated companies include Lobel's Bread, Cairns Holdings, Rio Zim, Blue Ribbon Foods, Delta Corporation, R&L, Olivine Industries, Border Timbers, Cotton Company of Zimbabwe, COTCO, and CAPS Pharmaceuticals, among others.
But the country's main labor body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, says close to 1,000 companies were shut down following the holding of the disputed 2013 national elections won by President Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Turning to the country's 36 years of self-determination, Mr. Mugabe urged Zimbabweans to continuously remember the sacrifices made by the country's freedom fighters.
Today, as we celebrate our 36th Independence Day anniversary, let us rededicate ourselves to serve Zimbabwe at all times, always and always striving for peace, respect, tolerance, and goodwill towards others, and also tirelessly working for the unity, and greater unity and development of our beloved nation, so together we can transform our country and improve our welfare.
Thousands of people who filled the stadium to capacity were entertained by several musicians and mass displays. Some Zimbabweans also today gathered at various centers countrywide to mark 36 years of the country's attainment of independence from British colonial rule. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.